The Rangers going for the sweep of the Rays. Carlos Gomez ready for this one. We pick up the action in the second. 1-0 Texas. Ruben Odor at the dish facing Jake Odorizzi.
And get them within two games of 500. The 3-2 pitch. There's a swing and a high fly ball toward the right field corner. Fair or foul. And it hit a ring. Did it hit the B ring or the C ring? It hit the C ring and it's a home run. Ruben Odor with a C ring homer. His 18th home run of the season. And Texas has a 2-0 second inning lead.
2-2 tie, 3-0-1 out, bottom of the fourth in the first pitch. Swing and a fly ball down the right field line. This one shoots over the head of Chu. It goes off the wall, and here they come. Souza scores. Peterson heads home. He'll score. And on to third is Echeverria on a two-run double by Malik Smith. And the Rays take a 4-2 lead. He throws. High drive to right. It is deep. Souza moving back to the wall. Gone. Home run. Ruben Odor with his second home run of the game, and the Rangers have come back to tie it. It's 5-5. Here comes Boxberger throwing. Fly ball to deep left field. This one is on its way. Well out of here, and the Rangers take a 6-5 lead. Boxberger does not have it today.
He's able to get Beltre after falling behind him, but then he walked Napoli, gave up the homer to Odor, and now Gomez goes back-to-back, and the Rangers have done it again. They have come back, and he raised the deficit to take a late lead. Oh, boy. And after a long pause, the right hitter finally ready in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out of the ball, down in the dirt, and Texas sweeps the Rays this weekend at Tropicana Field. They win three games by a run each, and today they get it done. Once again, coming from behind late, beating the Rays by a score of 6-5.
Jose Leclerc with his second save of the season as the Rangers sweep the Rays, winning all three games by a single run. The Texas bullpen works 5 1/3 scoreless frames with Matt Busch picking up the win. Robinson Chirinos had to leave the game with an apparent ankle injury in the fifth inning. The Rays swept away by the Rangers. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
That's three in a row. Pretty tough losses. Today's start by Odo, you know, he just ton of 3-2 counts, ton of three ball counts, just couldn't quite find the zone and couldn't be too efficient. And that last inning seemed like the command just lost him there. So we actually had some good performances. Rasmo came in, did a nice job. Tommy Hunter, tremendous. You know, as far as box goes, the home runs are going to happen. It's the walks. The leadoff walk or the second batter walk to Napoli. This team is built similar to us offensively in the fact that they rely on walks and home runs. And we've done that time and time again where guys have walked us and then we kind of make them pay double for it with the home run. It happened to us today. So got to just enjoy the night off and then get ready to play a big series against Baltimore.
How tough, you know, you said a good Western trip.
Yeah. It's
tough.
I mean, look, there's no doubt. We've put ourselves in a position where we want to be in. The way these 3 days have unfolded is not ideal, but I totally believe we can bounce back with a good series, without a doubt. We're going to play good baseball and get those big hits, make the big pitches, and we'll be fine. We'll be fine. There's a lot of baseball left. Is it frustrating? I'm not going to sit here and say it's not, but at the same time, this team's good, and we'll respond. Yeah, I mean, look, our bullpen, the bullpen after today, we got some guys that I would assume aren't going to be very fresh feeling tomorrow. I mean, I think Blake has put probably enough pressure on himself. I almost prefer him not to think like that, just go pitch and give us what he can, and we'll take the best effort that he can give.
Kevin, you guys had 19 hits, I think, in the three games.
Or yeah.
Are you kind of scuffling a little bit offensively?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, offensively, we're not. We got a couple guys that just aren't seeing the ball well for whatever reason right now. It was a fairly quiet day offensively, with a couple mixed in with a couple big hits and some home runs. But other than that, we're not piecing together many innings for sure. So We got to get back to doing that. I know we rely on the home run, but we got to get back to getting some guys on base and finding ways to hit those balls in the gaps and you know, create a little havoc on the base path.
Speaking of big hits, Malik's rebounded pretty nice from kind of a tough night.
Yeah, it was good for him at the time. You know, he's probably the right guy that you wanted to feel good about giving us a lead right there. And even at the end of the game, look, I felt we had the right guy up. We got Souza to the plate. Like the way he's been swinging the bat. Just expanded on a couple balls out of the zone. But we just got to find a way to – we're getting close, but these last three, but not good enough.
Given the way the first two games went, when Odor hit that home run in the eighth, was that like a here-we-go-again moment?
No. No. I mean, the guy's got 18, 19, whatever home runs. It was unfortunate we weren't, but no, there's no here we go again at all.
Brad Boxberger struggled in relief. He takes the loss and spoke after.
Definitely walking more than I want to. So it stems with got to start with throwing strikes and getting ahead of guys, and I haven't been able to do that lately.
This team came home with some momentum off that Western swing. How tough is a weekend like this? I mean, three games in hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's we put ourselves right where we want to. Coming back home and just definitely haven't been able to get it done this series.
And what happened on the pitches on both homers?
Just bad pitches. I mean, on the Odor's home run, trying to go down and just left it up. And then the Gomez, it just kind of backup slider and just didn't get where it needed to.
Steven Souza Jr. scored twice in the loss to the Rangers.
This thing meaning the season?
This is a slump.
We just lost one series. I mean, you lose series. We won how many series in a row? I wouldn't say it was a bad series. We played bad. We pitched bad. We played bad defense. Hit bad. It's just one series. Can't take it like the whole season.
How do you keep going? I mean, you come here every day to win, and you've had three tough losses in a row. How do you kind of like fight through that? You know, just getting, you know, the frustration mounting.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's three games that we just played that we should have won. No doubt about it. Are they frustrating losses? Absolutely. But if we thought that we were going to win every single series and sweep everyone from the rest of the season on, then I think you guys are all a little bit out of your mind. But, you know,
that's true anyway. The
goal is to make it to the playoffs. And there's going to be some lumps along the road, but we have plenty of time left. You know, we have to be consistent in the way, and this is a little hurdle that we just got to get over, and we'll be fine.
Evan Longoria spoke after the Rays were swept away by Texas.
It's tough, but getting back into the division tomorrow and just try and start something new.
You think, I mean, you guys have overcome a lot this year already. I mean, do you think some of that is something you all can kind of bank on to kind of maybe find it again? I mean, to know you've overcome some stuff already?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're right where we need to be. You know, the division is still well within reach, which you know, I don't know what everybody else in here says, but that's my goal, is to win the division. You know, we got to find a way to start over. You know, get one win and get on another roll. But, yeah, I feel like everybody in here believes that we can do great things. It's just a matter of you know, getting one under our belt again.
Up next, the Rays begin a series at home against the Orioles on Monday.